love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
In 1956, there was Bing, but the newsmaker in the world of entertainment was Elvis Presley, who introduced this one on the Ed Sullivan television show.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender.
In an interview with his biographer, Pete Martin, Bing was asked his opinion of the rising young rock star.
Did Elvis Presley and rock and roll all coincide at one time? Is that why I think of him as a rock and roll special?
Well, you mean it's current eminence,
yeah,
current prominence.
Right.
I think so, yeah. He had a great deal to do with it. He came through the biggest, the strongest with his records. He's going to be a very big star, in a lot of fields other than the one in rock and roll, because he's got the... an appealing personality. He's a good-looking kid.
But I don't think he sings like this.
Well, he sings. He sings in tune, and he's got good rhythm. He just hasn't developed enough voice yet to handle a ballad, but that'll come. If he keeps yelling and screaming while he develops his strength.
Well, what do you mean, develop voice? It's the diaphragm, the lungs?
No, just the ability to hit a note and hold it and sustain it. And that comes from singing. Your vocal cords are just like muscles. The more you use them, the better they become. If you don't overuse them, hurt them. But he's got a little bit of that Peck's bad boy look at him, you know, that sly smile. And women like that, people like that.
During the interview, Pete Martin asked Bing to compare the reaction from Presley's teenage audiences with reactions to Sinatra, Rudy Valley, and Bing himself.
Well, I don't know. I've always thought, just in this current Presley craze, I think kids, little girls, you know, 15 or 16, they go to one of his concerts and they carry on, and they get a vicarious satisfaction out of saying, oh, I made more noise than you did. Well, I practically collapsed there. Well, I was much more excited. Did you see what I did? Well, I was absolutely in sections. You know, they like to brag about how hysterical they became. I think they're just showing off.
The former Baxter.
Yeah, that's all. They just want to say, I really fell apart when he sang this or when he did that. But he plays up to it.
I guess maybe they did back in Rudy's day.
They certainly did.
Really, did they?
Yeah,
what form did it take then, do you
think? Well, they used to throw their gloves and everything. Then one time, I think, in Cambridge, they threw grapefruit one time, didn't they? Do you remember that episode?
Right.
I think it was some Harvard boys who didn't like an old Eli man up there singing.
But Sinatra really had him screaming and rolling in the air.
Same thing, yeah. I've never been able to evoke that kind of a demonstration when I appear. They generally...
Well, I wondered, what did they do when...
I lull them, I guess. I lull
them. Did they swoon? Did they quietly swoon?
They just kind of... they were apathetic. They said, well, he's singing, or he'll be through in a minute, and we can leave.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always...